Oh, hey, Dave. Hi, guys.
Why the swimsuit, Dave?
You invited me over for a dip.
I meant hell of a good dip.
Ooh, dip!
Is that hell of a good French onion? Mmm, who could resist? And bacon horseradish? My favorite.
Go ahead, help yourself.
Grab some chips and dive right in.
Don't mind if I do. Cannonball!
You had to say dive.
Well, at least you didn't dip in head first.
Not just good, hell of a good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Veronica, Gabriela, Barry, our friends Janice Miller, Beverly Nadler, our mutual friends that are very near and dear to us. Folks, I want this to be your best year ever. All of you around the world that listen to us every day.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the coach's corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Indeed, your best ever. Here I am in the coach's corner, and I want to share some powerful advice from William Arthur Ward. Before you speak, listen. before you write, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you invest, investigate. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quit, try. Before you retire, save. Before you die, give. I thought that was very powerful. Veronica, what's your take on that advice? Did you resonate with it as I did?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Love is giving. Give, give, and keep on giving. Our givingness is our joy.
Absolutely. And something you said is also one of my favorite quotes. And you know that I collect quotes. I have since I was in junior high school. But this in from you is truly one of my favorites. Everything in your life that was stale and sour is now sweet and tasteful. You are becoming more aware of the presence of God in and of your life. All of your heaviness is turning into joy. Sorrow is turning into gladness. Dullness into brightness of light and life. Ugliness into beauty. Ignorance into innocence. Age into eternal youth. Limitation into limitlessness. Sickness into health. Ungratefulness into gratitude. Selfishness into selflessness. And you are feeling your magnificence flowing through you as God expressing and experiencing itself in a world of ever-changing form. That is heaven on earth, and that is why we are here. And some time ago, Veronica, when you were a guest on my show, that just flowed from you, from your heart, and I said, wow, I need a copy of that. And I oftentimes quote it. I mean, it just really reaches into me because you pretty much covered just about every base. So I thank you for that incredible contribution. So today's show, folks, thank you so much. Love and miracles, what the world needs now more than ever, what you and I need always and forever, whether personally, professionally, or globally, we all need to love and be loved. We all could use some miracles. What is love? How do you find love? How do you tap into miracles? Today's show, you will hear from Veronica Gabriela Barry, a spiritual teacher and writer. Her wonderful book, A Course in Miracles, Your Guide, is a must read. It is inspiring and empowering for a life of joy, peace, and empowered action. So there you go, folks. A Course in Miracles, Your Guide. The author is with us today, right here, all the way from California, Veronica Gabriela Barry. What would you like to share?
Well, thank you, Joyce. We're going to share on love. You said it. What is love? Love is energy. Everything is energy. And energy is neither created nor is it destroyed. It just simply is. Love is. It's your natural power. We need to ask for love. It belongs to us. We deserve it. So we have to be willing to advance into love, because love which created you will not forsake you and will never abandon you. So we have to be true to ourselves so you can experience love. You want to feel the stirring and the strength of love within you and know, not believe, know that you are divine love energy. Always love your true self. Love your true self. Love's interpretation is always right. And you cannot lose your way in love. So again, we ask the question, what is love? That what does not change. It does not alter with a person or a circumstance. It's not a business contract. It's not a trade agreement. It has no distinctions, no divergences, no degrees. It's not separate. It's whole. And its meaning lies in oneness. And if you can love something today and hate it tomorrow, it was never love. Because love is not love if it turns to hate. Love is eternal. It's eternal. We are eternal. So in every one of us, two forces are at work. One flows toward love, selflessness, joy, and spiritual fulfillment, and the other pulls us back toward our evolutionary past, toward anger, violence, lust, greed, selfishness. And love is not an illusion. It's a fact. So we really need to count on love to enter into all of our experiences. And the beauty is that love asks for nothing and has everything to give. So we have to open our minds and soak ourselves in love. How sweet it is to love.
Wow, that was very heartwarming. Your whole book, A Course in Miracles, the guide to it, it has every topic is so beautiful and really drives the points home. Before I go to specific ones that I'd like you to share with us, I just wanted to know, is there anything else you want to say about your book and why you wrote that guide? One of the very first books I ever got through my New Age courses and studies was A Course in Miracles, and it was a 3-volume set. It looks brand new on my shelf to this day, but you took the time to condense it and you know, really give people the opportunity to go through all of it. It was great what you did. Why don't you share a little bit about your book?
Well, the reason for the book, Joyce, is because for 15 years, I facilitated study groups based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles. And so often I've heard, oh, this material is so hard. Oh, I don't understand it. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. And for me, it was very, very easy. I took to it like a duck to water. So that is what prompted the idea to condense it, simplify it, to help others to maneuver their way through the material in a loving and effortless manner.
And I want to say that we have with us today your number one fan, who happens to be a good friend of mine, Janice Miller. Janice, you've been there, done that with Gabrielle. What would you like to share about her or her work or her book?
Well, I'm, you know, totally honored and privileged to have been with her on this journey. It's been a great long journey, and it's still going, and it's a fabulous time. As a matter of fact, I was blessed over 20 years ago to meet her. I've followed the spiritual path and the teachings, and she has made it simpler for me to introduce other people to this philosophy, A Course in Miracles. You know, with her book, she condensed it and made it simplified. And now she's going to be speaking in front of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people coming very shortly, because the vision has always been in her mind and very clear, and the love radiates from her. And that's why we're here, because it's all about love.
Well, Janice, I find it interesting that I don't know that many people that have two Barrys in their life. Her name, of course, is Love Barry. And for the record, we're not related.
We're not related.
I know how close you are with Veronica, and I'll certainly attest to how close we are. And let's see, we have somebody else who wants to share something, and that would be Laura Brown. What would you like to share?
Hello, yes, good morning, and I'm so privileged, as is Janice, to be a part of this beautiful time with both berries. I have known Veronica for many, many years, and she has absolutely reached, in my estimation, the pinnacle. Maybe there's further, but she is radiating Christ consciousness to me in all of her deliveries both on the radio and privately and in teaching. She is channeling Christ consciousness, very, very high vibration, and I am just amazed at how it comes through. And what I would say is that everyone that's listening on this radio program, please go to YouTube. She's on YouTube, and also to her website. All of her lectures, a lot of the lectures are posted there, and the meditations. It's incredible. So please keep on inspiring everyone, Veronica. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both, Janice.
I just want to say that the website that Laura referenced is LaBarrie Retreats.org, LaBarrieRetreats.org. And I do want to make a comment. Surely the book exemplifies Christ consciousness, but as a Jewish woman, I just want to say that it's also for the Jewish people. I don't want to make it sound like it's in a religious dogma on behalf of Christianity. It is that, but it also gets into the heart of every Jewish soul as well. After all, love and miracles is not exclusive to any particular religion. So I just wanted to share that. Back to you, Veronica.
Well, the greatest power in life is love. And love is the only power holding everything as one. And only by love is love awakened. So we really need to let our silent cry be love, love, love. And watch the love within you grow in health and strength. All we really want is to love and be love, because love is a quality of your consciousness, and it is not something you have to work hard for or to attain. We already possess it. It was given to us. Our part is simply to accept it. Love is expansion, it's extension. If it is not coming in, it's because it is not going out. And there is no time, no place, no state where love is absent. And fear of love is the strangest belief the human mind has made. You cannot know love with fear in your mind. You cannot perceive love or know love while you perceive something else as more valuable. Love is our natural environment, and it is the environment by which and for which we were created. And when we're not in our natural environment, well, we know what happens. We experience fear, conflict.
Veronica, what do you want to tell our folks who want to know, how do you find love?
Well, we don't have to go seeking for it outside of ourselves. We already have it within us. The key is to look within. So someone may say, okay, well, look within and discover love, which is what you are. So someone may say, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that all that I'm seeing with my body's eyes is a distortion in my mind. When I am looking through eyes of love, I am seeing everything clearly through eyes of love, which means my mind is not in judgment. To judge is to not know, and we do know. We came from love, we're evolving through love, and we will return to love. And now is the moment in time for us to become aware of what we are, infinite love. And all we're being asked to do is to let love in. It waits on welcome, not on time. It cannot enter if it's not welcomed. So it's up to each and every one of us to stop blocking love and simply recognize the presence of love right here, right now, since your love
is
your abundance.
And it is everywhere. Veronica, how do you tap into miracles?
Well, everything that comes from love, again, is a miracle. Miracles are universal blessings. Are we open to receive and discover the miracle of love that is you, your true self? So what does it mean when we hear people say, that was a miracle? It means we had a sudden shift from fear to love. It means you chose love instead of fear. It means you transcended the lower vibration and raised your vibration. You transcended body identification to spirit identification. You had a shift in perception. And this is why miracles heal. And every moment, every second, gives us an opportunity to experience love and miracles. Our part is not to lose those chances. Not to lose those chances, but many of us do.
I'm absolutely a believer in both love and miracles, and I do believe it's everywhere, all around us. But like you say, we need to be open to it. We have to open up our heart, our mind, and our soul to it, and know absolutely that it's there. I'm going to ask you about some of my favorite chapters to share that lesson with our folks. But first, I want you folks to know more about the show, to know why you should be listening to us every day and hear in the wise words and voice of our dear friend Beverly Nadler all the reasons.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated. And her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen simply by going to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. If you click on that, you will hear from Blog Talk every day on our show, our guest, our topic. You need not miss any show. And you, those of you that follow the show certainly know that if you can't listen to us live at 11 a.m. Eastern, every show is in our archives. A warm welcome to Nathaniel in our chat room. Good to see you back. Please do keep coming back. And now let us go over to Veronica. These are some of my favorite chapters. Page 82, Sorrow Becomes Gladness. So many people are struggling today. So many people are unhappy today. What message would you like to share about that one?
Well, sorrow is inaccurate perception. It means you're not seeing clearly, which means you're not seeing through eyes of love. See, Joyce, it matters not how we dice it or slice it. The fact is, we are love. And love is an energy. Everything is energy. We came from love. We're evolving through love, and we will return to love. So everyone is seeking love. Anyone who is seeking God is seeking to remember what they are. The artist in his studio, the baker, the banker, the butcher, the candlestick maker, everyone is seeking to remember their true identity, which is love. And we are never certain that love will do its part for us because we have yet to complete our part. Our part is to recognize is to know that you are love. And love is not contaminated by words. It's pure. Love is sharing. How can you find it except through itself? It's endlessly and without limit. And the power of love shares. And our secret desire is to share love. And when you do, what we discover is that your health improves, your problems begin to dissolve, and your relationships blossom.
But I'd like to delve a little bit more into about sorrow becoming gladness, because as I was saying, I don't know when times are tougher for people, for the world, for everyone. Every call I get, people are really struggling, having health challenges, financial challenges. How do we shift that sorrow into gladness?
Well, sorrow comes from identification with a false self, a false image, seeing ourselves less than we truly are, seeing ourselves as a physical body that's subject to the passage of time. So through our devotion of looking within, through some form of spiritual practice, we are raising our vibration. We're becoming aware of our true essence, which is love. And then that sorrow begins to turn into gladness, into joy, because you're willing to look inward and transform consciousness, raise your vibration, one thought at a time. Yeah.
And page 81, your heaviness will become joy.
Well, your heaviness becomes joy because we're so burdened and heavy and feel we're carrying a world of troubles and I must do, I must get, I want more, I have to make something happen. And so this heavy burden just weighs us down. Again, through our practice and come into the awareness of our true essence, you begin to feel a sense of lightness. You begin to feel a sense of joy because you're allowing the energy of love to flow through you easily, effortlessly, and without interruptions.
Very good, Veronica. Page 83, dullness becomes light and life.
Well, that's a good one because
they're all good ones, Veronica.
They're all good. They're all good. But for so many of us, our lives are dull, mundane, routine. We feel a sense of sadness that we don't feel a sense of lightness and that life force that is love flowing through us without any interruptions. Because, again, we're not using the mind. The mind is using us. When you're using the mind, loving thoughts are coming into your awareness. And as we identify more with the loving thoughts, the dullness just begins to fall away. And your life becomes full of love, life.
Page 84, ugliness becomes beauty.
Well, ugliness is, again, us not seeing through eyes of love. When we're seeing through eyes of love, you're seeing the beauty that is love everywhere. The essence of what we are is beauty. Beauty is of the soul. And this is why people love looking at beautiful objects, because beautiful objects elevate the mind. Ugliness is not seeing through eyes of love, but seeing through eyes of fear. So again, by us looking within and doing our spiritual practice, you're allowing that ugliness to turn into beauty.
Very well stated, and you make it sound, you know, you put it in terms that everyone can appreciate and understand. Ignorance becomes innocence, page 85.
Ignorance becomes innocence. Ignorance is ugly. Ignorance is fear. Again, it means you're not in your natural environment of love. Our natural, the environment by which and for which we were created. So as we, again, through our practice, and we allow these fearful thoughts to dissolve by identifying with your loving thoughts, the ignorance becomes innocence. And that innocence is our inner strength, strength that comes from with love. That is our true essence, and we want that love to emerge. And as we give attention to our loving thoughts, the ignorance just vanishes.
Very, very good, Veronica. What about another favorite, which is age turns into eternal youth, page 86?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are, as a soul, ageless, birthless, and deathless. Again, we are so focused on at the physical level of consciousness, which is seeing ourselves as a physical body subject to the passage of time. As we begin to give our attention to love, you find that your body ages at a much slower rate. Yes, and age turns into eternal youth because we are ageless, birthless, and deathless. We are young, forever beautiful, and forever pure.
Well, someone who knows a thing or two about eternal youth is our mutual friend, Janice. Janice, I know you know firsthand because you are truly a spirit who will never age. What would you like to say about that?
Well, I definitely am grateful that I have learned this truth because it has helped me through so many times and so many interesting situations to know that I am not my body. I am free. I am as God created me. And love is all there is. So if you are a loving being and you extend the love to other people, whether they're not nice to you or they're wonderful, love makes everything better. So this is a great, you know, show today, a great topic, especially because love is in the air always, but we celebrate it on the Valentine's Day. But I have had a great experience because even though I work on myself constantly, I mean, like when I'm shopping in a grocery store, when I'm shopping anywhere, when I'm in my thoughts, I'm saying, what would love have me do? And these are thoughts that I, because I've been with Veronica over 20 years, they're instilled in my brain to think these thoughts instead of coming out from hatred or striking back, which is not a good idea at all. The idea is to be a loving source and then teach others to be loving. And, you know, if we all did that, the world would be a better place to live in.
Did you ever think of running for president, Janice?
No, I'd rather bless everybody from where I am and stay put. But let me share a real quick little lesson that has, you know, really come apparent in my life. My father, as you know, a lot of people of your listeners knew that my father was missing. And, of course, two of your great psychics that visit your show often, Peter Mark and Janet Russell, they both told me, no worries, he's in a safe haven. Well, my father had left my house 3 years ago, and he hadn't talked to me in 3 years, basically, because he chose to not be, you know, in that relationship. So anyway, now here I am going to find him and save him from his own demons and what have you, and return him here on Christmas Eve day. He's been with me ever since, and this is a lesson for us all to learn. So I would say to myself constantly, what will love have me do? What will love have me do? So instead of regretting finding him and bringing him home and having him in safety, even though he's, to me, quite annoying, God bless. But the point is, I decide I'm coming from love, I am loving, and I'm blessing him. And I'm giving him a shelter and a home until the end of his days. And that's what love would have me do.
Wow. And you are the space of love, and you're so pure and gracious and giving and kind. You're a very, very special person. So clearly, you're a follower of Janice's words and energy and love. You are that. I can only say to you, Veronica, if you have more students like Janice, you indeed, you did your part in making the world a better place.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Janice.
Okay. Moving along to page 87, limitation becomes limitlessness.
Well, we see, again, as long as we're looking outside of ourselves through the body's eyes and we have fearful thoughts occupying our consciousness, we're seeing ourselves as being limited. We're seeing ourselves less than we truly are. As we begin to look within and allow our loving thoughts to come into our awareness, that limitation becomes limitlessness, because we're really, love is unlimited. It's limitless. It's unlimited and it's free. So freely I give and freely I receive, just as Janice was saying. I am here to just support him from a consciousness of love. Freely I give, freely I receive. Because she's allowing the energy to flow through her, and in doing so, she's raising her vibration to limit into limitlessness. We also have to recognize that sharing is an extraordinary, because love is sharing, sharing is an extraordinary, powerful tool in your spiritual toolbox. Because the essence that is your true self is filled from the inside, and so it can always share itself, because the source, love, is never depleted. The storehouse is always full. It's never empty. So we are limitless abundance. But again, we have to allow it to flow.
And folks, you might want to check out the website La Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, retreats.org. Why don't you just share a bit about your book and how people can get it? I'm assuming they can get it through that website, Veronica.
Yes, through my website, laberryretreats.org. I just had this thought that came into my awareness, and I do want to share this. When you share love with another person, which means to see him or her truly, you are giving them a blessing that you need just as much as he or she does. So in order for you to receive this blessing is by sharing it. So we have to make it our firm intention each day to act from love and not from fear. And then you will watch yourself as you go about your daily duties, your daily business, and as often as you can, catch yourself trying to, this is how the separated self functions. Catch yourself trying to get something from other people and from life in general, and switch your perspective. Follow the direction that is given to you, and you will discover the love that is there within you, and you are just sharing it. It's free. You're giving it away. It costs nothing. Endless
sometimes
love. It's endless.
When you hear free, folks, you say, well, it's free. How valuable can it be? Well, how valuable is the sun? How valuable are the moon and the stars? Mm-hmm. Love. You want to have love unfold around you, be a part of you, inside you. It's all there for you. I highly recommend the book that Veronica wrote, A Course in Miracles, Your Guide. I do recommend it. It's a wonderful book. It's the kind of book you can read again and again. It's the kind of book you can keep by your night table and just pick out a lesson for that night before you go to bed. It is a very, very special book, just as the author is very special. Veronica, here's another chapter that I thought was, they're all very good, but these were my personal favorites. Page 88, sickness turns into health.
Well, the sickness are our fearful thoughts. See, we live in a universe of cause and effect. Everything that happens to us came from cause. Cause is thought. You are your thoughts. And we have two thought systems. Love, they are loving thoughts and fearful thoughts. So our selfish desires are our sick thoughts. Our selfless desires are our loving thoughts. See, so again, as we keep looking within and we're practicing daily, that sickness is turning into health. A healthy mind, from a healthy mind comes a healthy body. Because you're acting from a consciousness of love and not reacting from a consciousness of fear, which means you're not looking outside of yourself. You're looking within first, and you're harnessing that energy of love to carry you, to you're allowing it to flow through you without any interruptions. In time, we are selfish. Timelessness, we are selfless. So again, that's the battle everyone fights within themselves. That duality is built into the mind. Love and fear. And two thought systems cannot occupy the mind at the same time. So we have to reestablish a relationship with our true self that we lost the awareness of. We've lost the awareness of love, and establish that relationship and allow the mind to return back to its natural state, because you are creator on an expanded level, and we're here to create. You're created in the image and likeness of God. God being love is what you are.
Well, let's see who we have here. That would be Nathaniel, 951207. I saw you in the chat room earlier. I guess you jumped off to come into the studio. What would you like to share, Nathaniel?
I thought you're not doing any readings, huh? You don't do readings?
You think every time we have a guest, they do a reading. Today it's A Course in Miracles, and it's all about love being everywhere. No, it's not about a reading today. It's about the message of love ushering in Valentine's Day this weekend. Is there any comment you'd like to make?
No.
Okay. Thank you for listening, and I enjoy seeing you in the chat room. Okay, ungratefulness turns into gratitude, page 89.
Mm-hmm. We seem to be, again, identifying with fear, which makes us feel very ungrateful. Gratitude, we have to allow gratitude to pave our way when we come from a consciousness of love. And the reason, again, we experience so little gratitude and we feel so ungrateful is because we're seeing what we want to see through eyes of fear and not what is truly there. We're not seeing with spiritual sight. Gratitude roots us into the beauty and the perfection of what is real. And what is real is love. What am I? I am love. I came from love. I'm evolving through love. and I will return to love. And that love expresses itself in many, many different ways. So I'm grateful for every living thing. So gratitude, yes, is an important tool also in your spiritual toolbox.
And one of my favorite poems about gratitude and being thankful is
And this is submitted by Wynn. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
They will become your blessings. And like Veronica was saying, it's about being thankful for everything. And Wynn really nailed it in that poem. That's W-Y-N-N-E, Wynn. It's one of my favorite poems. What about selfishness turns into selflessness, page 90?
Well, our selfishness, again, that duality is built into the mind. So we're in a time universe. Our self-made thoughts, fearful thoughts, that's our selfishness. Love is selfless, so fear is selfish. So we have to be, again, be willing to, as we look within, let go of our selfish desires, which keeps us in a prison, and allow our selfless desires to come to us, since desire is the key to life. And everyone's desire is to know love, to be love, to share love, to give love, to have love, know that you have love. So that selfishness turns into selflessness. Love is selfless. Fear is selfish.
And was it Louise Hay who said, let go and let God?
Let go and let God, yes.
Because I know that
love
a lot of what you teach. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. As we're starting to wind down here, what message do you want to leave our listeners?
The message will be try to keep ownership of your joy by uninterrupted practice. Be watchful in educating your heart. Be as a child and trust. Because by justifying everything, we're not allowing for change. Most people are wandering in the streets of good and evil. Try to feel love and safety surrounding you as you rest in the arms of love.
Very, very nice. So Veronica Gabriel gives her message in her book, A Course in Miracles, Your Guide. I want to give you the magical keys. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health.
focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more.
Folks, obviously, this is a very beautiful, loving show with a great message to impart about love and miracles. I want to refer you to two other shows in our archives. January 20, that was just a little more than a week ago, and those are my original poems, all inspirational poetry that I wrote for people that hear a poem and they want to hear it again, or a show with a bunch of them together. So that show on January 20, you might really enjoy it when you want to get further inspired. And then on January 21, the next day, we had a beautiful song with the original inspirational music of Ariana, a.k.a. Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Beverly Nadler's daughter, and it's her original inspirational songs and music. So when you want to get inspired, you want to listen to shows like this with Veronica, who's giving you the lessons of love and miracles, and also the poetry end of it on January 20, and music and words by Ariana on January 21. So enjoy, as I say. Let me go over to your fan, your friend, Janice. Janice, what would you like to share as we're wrapping up here?
Well, I guess with the topic of love and miracles, you know, we are the miracle every moment of our life. Just look at a human being born, and we come into this world, excuse me, from love. And if we are loving and we love ourselves, it's easier to attract a loving partner. And that was a lesson I learned a long time ago, again, through Veronica and her words of wisdom. And you know, there are times in our life that the loving person might have to, you know, part, meaning even though we love them, to truly love, you must let someone go. And sometimes it's not the right time. So for all the listeners out there, love is always present if you're present. So be in the moment, be loving, and love yourself first. Because if you don't love you, who will?
Good question. Have you ever considered teaching the Course in Miracles? You are the space of that.
I basically teach it, you know, just like this. I let Veronica take the stage, and someday I will be introducing her to the tens of thousands of followers that she has. As you know, as time moves forward, we could see the vision of that. But yet, Veronica is the real deal. So I like to what's the word? Lift her up, and I'm grateful that I know what she has taught. And when you know, it doesn't matter. You just know, and that's a good place to be in. The knowingness and sharing it, because you know, if you don't, like, for example, somebody attacks you and you respond with an attack back, that's not coming from love. But if somebody attacks you and instead you bless them silently, you don't have to verbally bless them because sometimes it's not appropriate, but if you did say God bless you, you know, it just diffuses the whole energy of attack or anything, and people will look at you inquisitively, and then you know you've made a mark, and that's big enough and good enough. And And, you know, I think it's really about walking your talk, you know, coming from love, being the love. And, you know, I come from back east like you do, Joyce, and we all know how people can be very, you know, have this carrying of sarcasm and attitude, and it takes a lot to shake that off us, right? So instead, I choose love. What would love have me do? And that's kind of my mantra, to remember not to be of anything but love.
And you certainly turned the spotlight back to Veronica. You said she's the real deal, and the real deal she is. But I have to acknowledge her for also all that she imparted to you. Veronica, isn't Janice the real deal as well?
Yes, she is. Absolutely. I'm listening to her, and I'm hearing myself. She is the real deal.
And I'm not saying it's her goal or her mission to teach the course, but I would gather that she's totally capable of it. What would you say is your number one student, for your number one student?
I agree. See, because it's the living. It's the principles, living according to our essence, which is love, and putting it into application. And the application is where the difficulty lies. And this is why we have to be, you know, we have to honor ourselves. We have to appreciate ourselves. We have to delight in you. You have to be intimate with you. Intimacy means into me I see. So I have to look within. Into me I see. Intimacy. So we have to be intimate with ourselves.
And, you know,
you're also doing what you love and loving what you do.
I truly believe that whoever you are, whatever your mission is, whatever you do, you really do need that person in the wings. If, God forbid, that day you lose your voice or something. So I was just thinking that Janice would be that person for you, just as she's that person for me with the radio show. It's not just that she's articulate, savvy, a great guest. I have come to Janice in times where, for whatever reason, I couldn't do a show, and there she was jumping in. So I don't see anything that Janice can't do.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because I remember it on one of your absent shows. Janice hosted, and I was her guest, and it was an incredible show. It was wonderful.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It gives you a feeling of comfort to know that in any crisis emergency, there is that person. If you come from the school that I do, the show must go on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thank you,
so,
ladies.
You didn't expect it to be an acknowledgement of Janice Miller as well, but you deserve it. And I know you mean so much to both of us. I know you mean so much to Beverly. You're just a very likable, good person.
Thank you. I accept. I appreciate it. You know, Veronica has said this many, many times. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Mm-hmm. So wherever you are, there you are. And that's where you teach from.
Yes.
You know,
very
you can't
good.
Run away from yourself.
Absolutely.
One last comment from me, Anne, is we need to step on the scale of love often and weigh yourself so you can be assured that your ego has not put on any additional poundage.
Very good.
Very good. Indeed. So anything else you want to say in closing, Janice, you first, and then, of course, our special guest today, Veronica, and then I'll close out the show. Last words, Janice.
My last words are basically to remember to be loving. If you are the loving extension of God and the light, you can just be holding the candle and the torch for others to wake up and do the same.
Very good indeed. And over to you, Veronica.
Well, in the words of Mark Twain, make your vocation your vacation. I'm on vacation every day.
Very good. And I love
which
what
means,
I do
which means
as well.
Which means you're doing what you love and loving what you do.
Absolutely, and I'm in that class as well, a very privileged class to be able to do what you love and love what you do. Folks, my special wish to you all around the world is to make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifest marvelous miracles. Go believe that love and miracles are all around you and they will find you. Just be open to receiving them. They know where you are. You just need an open heart and they will be there for you. Here is our closing song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.